the first petition in the Lord's Prayer, which is, "Hallowed be thy name." This time of year, as a Vikings fan, is always kind of the season of hope. There's no games going on, there's no football games, and so there's no chance for them to lose, which is always something I appreciate. It's also that time of year where in the National Football League, teams are going out and they're trying to make their team better. So they're signing free agents, they're making trades, and they're preparing for the NFL draft, which I think comes up at the end of April. And on that weekend when the draft happens, what happens is the best of the best in college football get chosen by the different 32 teams to play in the NFL. It's a lifelong dream for many of these, if not all of these, young college men. I think less than 300 of them throughout the entire NFL, or throughout the entire college football scene, will get drafted and get chosen to be on an NFL team. And on that weekend, when players are drafted, what you're going to hear from these young men is kind of the same thing. They're all going to say something along the same lines, that they just can't wait to get to work. They can't wait to go and try to bring glory to the franchise that drafted them. They're going to talk about how privileged they are and how humbled they are to have been chosen to be on whatever team they're chosen to be on. They're going to talk about how it's such a privilege to represent such a great organization like the Green Bay Packers or the Minnesota Vikings or the Philadelphia Eagles. They're going to talk about how they can't wait to put that jersey on, to wear those colors, to represent that team on and off the field. And some will do a great job at representing the team. I think of a guy like Carson Wentz, of course, North Dakota's son, somebody we're incredibly proud of, right? I think the Eagles would say that Carson Wentz is a great representative of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are proud and happy to have him wear their colors. They're proud and happy for him to call himself an Eagle. And North Dakota, true, is the same way. We're happy and proud to have North Dakota to have Carson Wentz say, "I'm from North Dakota." We want him to wear the colors of the state, really. He's a great representative to who we are. Now, of course, there's going to be some other players that are drafted within the NFL who aren't going to represent their team very well. Statistically, we can look and we can see that there are going to be players that are drafted who are going to do some dumb, if not terrible, things. They're going to commit domestic abuse. They're going to probably get arrested for violence. Some of them will get arrested for drugs. Some of them are just going to be plain stupid and do dumb things. And when that happens, I can guarantee you you'll hear many of the same other kind of conversations. You'll see coaches stand up. You'll see team leadership stand up. You'll see owners stand up and say, "We're disappointed in so-and-so. What he did does not reflect the values of such-and-such organization. What he did does not represent what we believe in." And at times, they might just cut the player entirely. In a very secular way, what the players are doing when they're drafted, when they say that they want to represent the team well, is they're essentially vowing to do the thing that we are praying in the Lord's Prayer. They're vowing to hallow the name of the team they are drafted to. In other words, they're vowing to be a good representative of the team. And this is what we pray for in the Lord's Prayer. For the first petition of the Lord's Prayer, "Hallowed be thy name," Luther will ask, as he does throughout the Catechism, well, what does this mean? And he'll define it by saying, to hallow God's name means that we pray in this petition that God's name would be kept holy among us. And he'll say, now certainly God's name is holy by itself, but we pray in this petition that God's name would be kept holy by us. And then he'll ask, well, how is this done? And he'll say, well, God's name is kept holy when we rightfully or properly teach God's word. That is, we teach it in truth and purity. And he'll also say God's name is kept holy when we, as children of God, lead lives that live lives according to God's word. In other words, when we as children of God properly represent God on earth, we are hallowing God's name. Think of it this way. When you were baptized, you were drafted onto the Lord's team. The Lord himself gave you a jersey that is blazing white, made white by the blood of Jesus Christ. You are inscribed with the name of God, and on the back of your jersey says, Child of God. As a baptized person, you wear the colors of God's team. And as a baptized person, you carry his name wherever you go, and you represent the brand, you represent the Lord in how you live your life. And the question is, do we represent the Lord's team well, or do we represent it poorly? Luther will say that if anyone were really to hallow God's name perfectly, well, we wouldn't need to pray the Lord's Prayer at all. Jesus gave us this prayer. He gave us this petition specifically because he knows we need to pray. That we will hallow God's name, that we will give God a good reputation with our actions on earth, with our teaching, with the way we live our lives. Jesus knew that we would need the help of the Lord himself to fulfill this very command, this petition. If we could hallow God's name perfectly, we wouldn't need words that were given throughout Scripture, words like what we have in 1 Peter, where Peter tells the people that he's writing to, stop doing hurtful things to each other. Stop being hateful. Quit fooling around with people. Stop being jealous. Stop saying cruel things. We get words like this throughout Scripture. If we could hallow God's name perfectly, we wouldn't need these words. We wouldn't get admonitions to behave properly, whether it's with other believers or with unbelievers. We wouldn't get these words to abstain from things that go against God's will and desire. But Christ knows what we need, and he gives us this prayer so that we might continue to pray for strength, to lead lives according to God's word, to refrain from sin and to do the good that God would have us do, to represent the name that God himself inscribed upon us. Right now, I guarantee that the NFL teams, whether it's the Vikings, Packers, Bears, whatever, they're doing every bit of due diligence they can on potential players that they might draft. They're looking at their family history. They're evaluating players by their emotional ability, their intelligence, their physical abilities. They are talking to former coaches. They're talking to friends. They're doing whatever they can to assess the risk of having a player on their team. And frankly, if the risk is too high, a team will simply say, we're not going to draft this player. We're not going to have this player on our team. It's too risky. But the good news for you and I is that the Lord doesn't do a scouting report on us like that. For each of us, the Lord's scouting report is pretty simple, actually. His risk assessment of us is simply this. This person is a sinner. But I love this person. I died for this person. This person has been baptized. This person is inscribed with my name. This person is a child of God. I love this person. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what bad report could come upon you in the scouting report. The Lord loves you and has chosen you to be on His team, to be inscribed with His name, to be a child of God. 1 Peter talks about us as being God's chosen people, priests to God Himself, a holy nation whom God has called out of darkness. These are things God has done for us, not because of the potential we have for His team, but because of His love for you. God's choosing you comes before the call to hallow His name. But thanks be to God that as people who are called by the Lord Jesus Christ, we are also strengthened by Him. That the Spirit of Christ Himself is with us so that we might hallow God's name. That the Spirit of Christ is there to remind us when we fail and to bring us back to Him in repentance. And that Jesus is also there to nourish us at His table, to give us His presence and His assurance of forgiveness. Let us pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we give You thanks that You have chosen us, that we haven't chosen You, but You have chosen us. And that You have given us all the gifts and the benefits of being one who is called by Your name. Help us now to live as people who are called by Your name, to represent You well on this earth, that others might also be called out of darkness and into Your marvelous light. Strengthen us to do this mission, O Lord. We pray this in Your name. Amen.